5-year-old boy was playing in the front yard and with his little younger brother. The mother was watching them through the window, and it had recently rained, so the potholes in the street were filled with water. And she saw the boys go into the street, and the 5-year-old took the younger one by the back of the head and pushed his head down into the water and then led him back up, and they were both laughing, and the little boy, of course, dripping with water. So the mother saw it through the window and ran out of the house angrily and said, "What do you think you're doing?" And he said, "Mom, we're just playing church. I was baptizing him. I said, 'In the name of the Father and of the Son, and in the hole he goes.'" Or a little girl watching her younger brother get baptized saw the priest pour the water over his head, and after he did that, she said, "Don't forget to wash behind his ears too, Father." So baptism, the theme of our Sunday today. It is an ongoing relationship with the Lord, not just a one-time event. You are baptized on a certain day, but it creates a relationship with God that is ongoing. And I hope that you have learned by now your baptism date, right? Everybody knows their birthday, but not everybody knows their supernatural birthday, which is the day you were baptized. So your homework is to check on your baptism certificate and see the date of your baptism. That was the day you were born again. It's an important day, and you should celebrate it every year. And pray for the priest that baptized you. That will be good for us priests. I've baptized 1,221 people, babies and adults, mostly babies, in 25 years. And so you can imagine the numbers that have been baptized. Well, 1.2 billion Catholics in the world today, all of us baptized. And on that day, we were made sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. We were adopted by God. And we can call God Father, Abba, which means daddy even. It's a very endearing term. And in Islam, they do not call God Father. They do not call God Father. It's a very distant relationship. He's the kind of like the slave master, and we're the slaves in that religion. But we can have a very intimate, close relationship with God because we truly are his sons and daughters through baptism. And it is a relationship that matures over time and can grow deeper and deeper if we stick with it. Now, in any relationship, there are ups and downs, right? And the only thing is, when we have a down relationship with God, it's not his fault. When you have two people, it might be one or the other, right? But when it's God, he's perfect. So when we're having a problem, it's our fault. And so we have to work through that and have a good daily prayer life to develop and deepen that relationship, that personal relationship with God. We enter into the family of God. He is a family himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we receive all of our other baptized brothers and sisters here on earth and all of those in heaven as well, the saints. And so isn't it a great thing to belong to a family? You have your own natural family, but we have our supernatural family, the church. And if your family's not so great, you could say, "Well, at least I have a great supernatural family. I have God as my father, and Mary as my spiritual mother, and Jesus as my brother." You can't get any better than that, right? So we can all say that we have that. And it's kind of nice that we close out the Christmas season with the baptism of the Lord as he was born, and we celebrated his birthday, the beginning of the Christmas season, and the day he was reborn, celebrating the end of the Christmas season. Now, Jesus, of course, did not have any sin on his soul, so he did not need to be baptized, right? He did it just to show us a good example and to sanctify the waters that would be used in all future baptisms. So the water didn't make him holy, but he made the water holy. And all of the waters that have been blessed and used in baptism ever since then have been sanctified by Jesus our Lord so that we could be born again. We heard in some of our scripture readings today those different images of water and fire in the psalm today. Mentioned water and fire. And at the end it said, when you send forth your spirit, they are created and you renew the face of the earth. That's always been a part of that Holy Spirit prayer that we have prayed, right? Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your spirit and they shall be created and you shall renew the face of the earth. And that prayer that we've been praying for so long is just right out of the Bible, Psalm 104, and it was a lived thing. Titus today, Paul's letter to Titus, he said, because of God's mercy, he saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, which was poured out on us. So that image of pouring, right? Not only immersion baptisms, but also pouring baptisms are just as valid as those. And in the gospel, Jesus, as John the Baptist said, will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire. So the Holy Spirit is the fire of God's love, the Father and the Son's love, right? And so we are baptized in water and the Holy Spirit and in his fire. And the Father said, you are my beloved Son, to Jesus at his baptism. And so that's what he says when we are baptized. You are my beloved son, you are my beloved daughter. What are all the effects of the sacrament of baptism? It removes original sin. And if you're an older person being baptized, say age 7 and on, then it removes personal sin as well. It makes a spiritual mark of our soul. It conforms us in the image of Jesus Christ, the image of love. Makes us part of the family of God. God comes to dwell within us at our baptism, right? Sanctifying grace. And we also receive actual grace, which are individual graces that come and go, and they help us to resist sin. But sanctifying grace is an enduring grace as long as we avoid mortal sin. Faith, hope, and love are given to us as spiritual muscles, as it were. Faith, hope, and love that relate us to God, as well as the moral virtues, prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude. And, not to mention, baptism offers us eternal life in heaven if we follow through with that baptism. So here are a few examination of conscience questions we can ask ourselves about our baptism. Do I make a continuing effort to keep my baptismal promises? Do I try to live as a true son or daughter of God our Father? Do I avoid persons and things that can harm my faith? Do I have a plan to strengthen my relationship with Jesus? Do I pray to the Holy Spirit to enlighten my mind? All good things for us to ask ourselves. How are we relating to each person of the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And I'd like to close today with a poem entitled The Shell by Amy Carmichael. And the shell has always been kind of used, some often used, to baptize people with. And although usually it was always fresh water, not salt water, but this can kind of make us think about baptism as well. Upon the sandy shore, an empty shell, beyond the shell, infinity of sea. O Savior, I am like that empty shell. Thou art the sea to me. A sweeping wave rises up the shore, and lo, each dim recess the coiled shell within is searched, is filled to overflow by water crystalline. Not to the shell is any glory then. All glory give we to the glorious sea. And not to me is any glory when thou overflowest me. Sweep over me thy shell as low I lie. I yield me to the purpose of thy will. Sweep up, O conquering waves, and purify, and with thy fullness fill. With thy fullness fill. Let us be filled with the love of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Live out our baptismal call to evangelize everybody we meet. Amen.
Thank you.